Good morning. Good morning. It is Tuesday, October 17th, 2023. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. You made it through Monday. I'm so proud of you. I hope you had a good weekend. I had a great weekend. Oh, as you guys know, I dog sat for some friends this past weekend, and she came over, and she gave Gozer such a run for his money. She quite literally was running circles around him, and it was adorable, and it made me recognize how naughty he was in the barking department, because he never stops barking. But they wore each other out, you know. By the end of the weekend, they were really so cute. They started wrestling and playing, and it was just amazing. So it's opened up the future of we need to have puppy play dates. So I'm excited for that. And I honestly, I don't think I touched my computer almost at all on Saturday or Sunday. And I really needed that mental break because I came in yesterday for the stream feeling much more refreshed, rejuvenated. I worked on a script last night for Ultra Hypnosis that I'm really excited about. Honestly, I read it and I was like, oh, this is so good for like Halloween themes and obedience and things. So I look forward to making sure we can release that on Patreon, possibly even on YouTube. But I'm going to play with some sound effect for it too today, maybe. Yeah, I have a few errands to run. But, you know, it's a pretty good day already. I feel it. Today is National Pasta Day. I didn't realize that. I am a big fan of all things carbohydrate, I'm sure, as most people are. I love pasta. I love Italian food. I'm into it. I am digging it. So perhaps I'll make some pasta later. But let's see what else. Let's see. National Edge Day. The straight edge lifestyle means refraining from alcohol, drugs, and tobacco. Would you believe a subgenre of hardcore punk rockers inspired this movement? Oh, National Edge Day by resetting your mind and body. I like edging in a different way. So whatever. National Mulligan Day. Yeah. Black Poetry Day. I'm a flan. Guys, I'm a flan. A delicious dessert. Yummy. I am a fan of poetry in general, but I listen to a lot of different poets. So for Black Poetry, I love Maya Angelou. Let's see. Let's see if we got Phenomenal Woman. Let's bring that up. Maya Angelou. Oh, here we go. Nice. All right. Maya Angelou wrote this. As you know, she has a ton of really just such good poems. I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. There's just so many. But Phenomenal Woman always resonated with me. So I'm going to read it, I guess. Right? Yeah. This is from Maya Angelou. Pretty women wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size, but when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. I walk into a room, just as cool as you please. And to a man, the fellows stand or fall down on their knees, and they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes, and the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, and the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman. That's me. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breasts, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman. That's me. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palm of my hand, the need of my care. 'Cause I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. Ooh, God, that's so good. It's just so good. So there you go. In honor of Black Poetry Month, there is a poem by a Black woman, Maya Angelou, who I just adore. There's just so much. If you haven't read a lot of her work, I recommend reading a lot of her work. It's just really good. She also said, hate, it has caused a lot of problems in the world, but it has not solved one yet. And I, you know, it's just so true. I carry so much love for people that it's hard for me to imagine hating as strongly as some people hate in this world. And so that is what I want you to carry with you on this fine Tuesday, is try to release some of the hate maybe you carry. We all carry some. I mean, you can't help it sometimes, but it causes more problems and it doesn't solve anything. So, oh, gosh, that's nice. My goodness. I'm all up in my feels. I'm trying not to cry. So on that note, I hope you have such a good Tuesday. I have a few errands. I have to finish up some audio. I'm going to be in touch with some people. I have some big projects I'm working on personally and here. But yeah, I hope you have such a good Tuesday. More later. Love you. Bye.